The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. And for those of you who know America's Web Radio, we have one of the most popular show hosts available ever. And he broadcasts all over the nation. And we're going to be welcoming as a co-host today, Victor Armendariz from On Point with Victor. Welcome, Victor.
Boy, you're getting pretty good at that, Mark.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
No, I'm glad to be here. These are some crazy times we're in, more than ever.
This was a Christmas gift I asked for.
I think by the time all this is said and done, it'll be a Christmas present to Trump from the state of Colorado.
That's
what this is going to end up being.
It has to be. But I'll tell you, what I wanted to do is start off the show with reading what was sent to me by a Marine. It was an unknown Marine, I should say, and all he wanted us to do is put it out there. So without any further ado, I'm just going to jump right in and go for it. This was a special Christmas poem from JR, a very special poem. Here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand. All on the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. With medals and badges, awards of all kinds, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different, it was dark and dreary. I found the home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Not how I pictured the United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read? Curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed. I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a soft voice and pure, whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. Again, I remind you, this was written by a Marine, something that each and every one of us should be thinking about this Christmas. When the wolf is at our door, we have the Marines, the Marine Corps. So that was my kind of beginning of Christmas that kind of brings a real thought to your brain. Who protects America? Who really does? I ask you,
Mark,
who protects it?
We've done a veteran's place. And remembering Desert Shield and Desert Storm. And in both of those, we brought back the fact that unless you've been there and done that, you don't know what it's like. And I asked Lieutenant Colonel Phil Forsberg that I was in before he was. Excuse me, and we didn't have the electronics back then. It was, you'd wait on the mail to get there, and you'd hope it would get there. But, you know, these times, I guess, of all the dreaded times in the military are holidays, and no matter who your buddy is, no matter how close your buddies are, you still miss your family, and you have your memories, and your memories almost haunt you as you go through the days and the weeks ahead and then the days thereof. But everybody that's ever fought for this country has gone through it at one time or the other. And until you have, you don't know what it's like. And everybody, veterans, everybody, civilians, everybody should fall on their knees and be thankful to our men and women that are on active duty and our veterans. And one other thing is our first responders. They don't get to share their Christmas and holidays with their families like we do. And we should remember them always. They're out there on the front line for you and me, and we have a number that we can call, 911, and get a response. And we should never forget those folks.
Yeah. And I believe even Victor, don't you have family who are in the military, correct?
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, it's an honor.
And so does David.
Yep, it's an honor.
And one other thing that I'd like to point out, with all the crap that has been going on, and in all of my time, I have never, to my knowledge, known of one Palestinian to give up a damn thing on Christmas. And I want to take this time, as I did the other day, to salute. We live in one of the greatest areas of the world, and we have some of the greatest Jewish communities in the world. That the Jews here around us give up their day, December the 25th, and volunteer at the hospitals to take the places for Christians, answering the phones and so forth, so the Christian workers can have their time with their families. And I salute every Jewish family and every Jew that has done that. I think it's a wonderful, talking about hands across the country, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
They fill in for us, and we fill in for them. And so I wanted to take this special time to salute all of our Jewish friends and give the finger to Hamas and the Palestinians and anybody that supports them. Take it and shove it.
Well, you know, in the words of Adam Sandler, those are some mighty fine Jews.
That's right. Not a lot of Jewish sports heroes, but hey.
Hey, you know, David's right, though, Mark. You know, you and I talk about it because, you know, we've got that blood. And, but a lot of people don't realize, but, you know, there's a lot of sacrificing that goes around during the holidays. And, that poem that you just read, Mark, that needs to be posted on everybody's social media. That needs to be replayed and replayed and replayed. That was amazing. I even think I'd like to do that on my show next week, and I'll get it up on my social media too. I mean, that was powerful. That was very powerful.
It tells you the essence of what our military does and how we fail as a country to protect our military when they come back.
What?
And what they're going through.
Mark, you just nailed it when you said that we're failing. It's our government, our elected bozo Democrat officials, and some establishment Republicans who won't stand up when they should be standing up. But you got a dementia patient in the White House and his minions, whether they're the Obama people, the Jill Biden people, whoever it is. These people have no, they don't have the thankfulness that they should have for the veteran. In fact, they kicked the veteran to the curb. How many Democrats in Democrat cities right now are kicking veterans out of rooms of hotels and shelters to put in the illegal? Now, I can say this and I'm comfortable saying this, being of Mexican descent. I know people that have come over the border that are truly looking for a better life. Not some of the bad ones that are coming over, which there are bad ones coming over.
There's a lot of them out there.
I verified it with my family who has been in towns where these people come march through, and they can't, their daughter who usually walks to school, couldn't walk to school when those caravans came through because their kids were being assaulted. They witnessed this. They told me this, and this is firsthand knowledge. So when these Democrats try and tell me, like Biden right now is trying to sugarcoat this whole immigration thing, and because Trump made his blood comment, you know, Trump wasn't talking about blood being changed in a person. He was talking about the American culture.
Any idiot who believes what Biden says is a bigger idiot than Biden.
Yeah, they might be a bigger idiot than him.
That's tough.
That's probably true. That's probably true.
Yeah, that's tough.
But, you know, we've got Democrat cities and Democrat officials that are kicking veterans out and putting in illegals. That's just, that's unbelievable.
It's disgusting.
It's beyond
blatantly disgusting.
Yeah.
Here's what the problem is, I think. The Democrats are more devious. They're smarter than the Republicans.
Unfortunately.
They don't care about due process. They don't care about the high road.
You know, Mark,
there are now 14 states trying to kick him off the ballot.
Well, let me say this, Mark, since you brought it up. I want to remind your listeners and everybody out there listening to me right now and a whole lot of On Point with Victor, I'm sure, listeners who joined in to listen to you, Mark, just because they like you and, you know,
we should have made a bigger announcement.
But I will say this. The last time, this is not the first time the Democrats have kicked a Republican off the ballot. The last time they did it was, guess who they kicked off the ballot? Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Now, I would remind everyone out there, especially you Democrat listeners, that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. The Republican that fought to end slavery. It was the Democrat Party that kicked him off the ballot because they wanted to hold on to slavery. It was a lot of Democrats in the South, the Jim Crow Democrats, the racist Democrats, the KKK Democrats, who fought Abraham Lincoln and had him removed from the ballot. Now, a year later after he was removed from the ballot, what happened? The Civil War. Yeah. Now, is that what the Democrats of today are pushing for?
Well, listen,
we have to ask.
What we're talking about, I think, is the 14th Amendment to Clause 3. That was originally in place to bring about with the Confederates.
Right.
Stop Confederates.
Mm-hmm.
And that was initially what the purpose was. And then they changed it because they said, we want unity. They wanted unity in the United States. So the 14th Amendment, they said, okay, Section 3. Let me read it to you because I'll do it real quick. It's a short little Section 3, disqualification from holding office. No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector or president or vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who have previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. But Congress may be, by a vote of 2/3 of each house, remove such disability. Now, what do you think? Should we charge Biden today?
Well, I think we should go one better than that, Mark, and follow my logic here, and you tell me if I'm off base here. I am old enough to remember that not just a couple of years ago in 2020, when we had a BLM people and Antifa people burning down buildings and beating people up and doing a lot of harm to people and a lot of damage to property, to personal property. Some of them in certain states were arrested. And it was Kamala Harris who put up bail money and paid to have these criminals,
fund.
That were actually sent to jail, and she was getting them out. Exactly. She created or participated in a fund to get criminals. Now, these are people who had due process, were put in jail, and she was getting them out. So if we're going to follow the Democrat logic, And you're telling me that, okay, somebody who aided and abetted somebody who was against the U.S., well, Antifa's clearly against the U.S., BLM was clearly against the U.S., and Kamala clearly aided and abetted them. So what the Republicans need to do right now is grow a set of balls.
And can I put a cherry on top for you?
Oh, please do.
let me put this out for you. 18 U.S.C. Code 2383, rebellion or insurrection. Rebellion and insurrection charges can be filed if you destroy property to overthrow the government. It usually involves acts intended to overthrow, disrupt, or challenge the authority of the United States or impede federal law enforcement. The term rebellion is generally described as an organized armed violent resistance or opposition to established government authority or its laws. Boom.
Well, there you go.
BLM.
There you go. That is more than a cherry on top. And that just puts Kamala Harris in more jeopardy based on Democrat logic. If you're going to call January 6th an insurrection where you had a very few amount of people that broke laws, most of them were peaceful and most of that was a peaceful.
Did you see the new video that they released?
Oh yeah, I know.
It looked more like a tour. Great.
There's a reason they don't want the people to see that video. But when
because
you look
it's
at
the narrative,
when you look at those videos, Mark, there were no weapons. That was the worst insurrection ever, if it was an insurrection.
Yeah.
But when you look at BLM,
trust me, it wasn't that organized either.
Exactly. And when you look at BLM and you look at Antifa, those are the very organized organizations and very weaponized. So again, Kamala let them out of jail. She helped to pay to get them out of jail. So following the Democrats' logic, there needs to be a Republican with some balls, whether it be Georgia, Texas, Florida, whoever it is. This Republican needs to instruct their House or their Congress, whatever it is, to kick Kamala off the ballot. Based on what they just did to Trump, they should have no problem doing it to Kamala. And then let's watch the media squirm. Let's watch the Democrats. The only problem with that, Mark, is Biden would love it because they want to get rid of Kamala anyway.
Yeah, listen, they have a problem. But here's the difference. The Democrats are going to do it. It's better to ask permission than to ask for forgiveness. All right, we're going to take a short break right now. We're going to come back on the other side. Stand by.
Attention veterans with PTSD. If you can't sleep at night, listen to A Veteran's Place, hosted by Dr. Don Moeller, at 10 a.m. every Thursday, for your answer to sleeping, here on the Veteran Station, owned by a vet, with shows just for vets. AmericasWebRadio.com.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor show, only on America's Web Radio.
You know, I want to give a shout out. As you started off your show today talking about the military, I want to give a shout out because people that have never been in the military, never served, will never know how important those guys are that work in the mess hall. We kid about them peeling potatoes, the KP and all of this, but they bust their ass every holiday to make it as home cooked as you possibly can. And they work their tails off for their soldiers, and that's, or their sailors, or their Marines, because they call them theirs, and they're cooking for them. And I wanted to give a shout out and a special thank you to all of those that serve time in the mess hall at one time or the other.
Hey, you know, there's no break for the military.
Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back again and again and again with Bite of Reality with special guest Victor Armendariz from On Point with Victor. So right before the break, we were talking about what we were getting into was the decision by the Colorado Supreme Court. And what I would more along the lines is call it the buffoons of the Supreme Court. By the way, unelected officials, again, running this country into the ground further. So you don't really, as they would say at Harvard, you don't need context for this decision. This decision was a blatant disregard for facts. I mean, it was just so bizarre. This basically was a repeat of the January 6th lynch mob that came after Trump.
Oh, 100%.
With the leading peacefully protest. Everybody seems to forget that word peacefully. I don't know, Victor, why is that?
Well, you see, you had idiot Republicans on that January 6th committee, Cheney and that Schlesinger, whatever his name was.
Adam, whatever.
Yeah, whatever his name was. And here's the problem, Mark. And people know I rail against the establishment Republicans because they aren't much better than the Democrats. And now, are we going to be better off with them in 2024? Absolutely. But at some point, we've got to get a lot of them out because it's these establishment Republicans that allowed the Democrats to create the narrative. And when they did that, and you had people like Cheney, and you had people like Adam, and trust me, it wasn't just those two. There were a whole lot of establishment Republicans behind the scenes, your Grahams, your McConnells, your Romneys, that are feeling the same way. Yes, Graham will get out and tell you what he thinks you want to hear. He's always going to do that. But trust me, he'll stab Trump in the back.
Well, it depends on which way the wind's going with him.
Exactly. And believe me, the wind will blow hard enough for his knife to stab Trump in the back. It won't take long after 2024. Lindsey Graham will rear his normal head. But the problem is they allowed the Democrat to set that narrative, and the narrative was insurrection, and hide the pictures, hide the video. And now the video's out and people are starting to go, wait a minute, where's this insurrection we're talking about? But that's why you're hearing them, and that's why you notice, Mark, the timing of all of this. It was once the video complete, the new Speaker of the House, and I will say this again, kudos to the Conservative Freedom Caucus because they're the reason we have this good Speaker of the House right now, and he's the reason that all those photos were released. It wasn't McCarthy that released the videos. It was Johnson. Thank you, David.
That's what I find so bizarre. They had the videos.
Yeah, and they wouldn't, and your Republican establishment wouldn't release it. McCarthy could have released those on day one and he didn't do it. This is what I want people to remember, because there are a lot of people out there that buy into this media business and they want to jump all over Matt Gaetz. Look, Matt Gaetz may not be the smartest guy there or make the best decisions, but he's at least fighting for the country. He's at least fighting for the common man. He's fighting for the
country. But he's never slept with a Chinese spy.
And he's never slept with a Chinese spy. Exactly. So
gotta give the guy credit.
Now look at what McCarthy's doing. He's resigning. He's not doing that because he wants just to get out and go spend time with his family. He's doing it to stick the big one to Johnson and the Republicans, the Conservative Caucus.
Yeah, make the narrow.
Oh, that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Make it more narrow.
They threw out your New Yorker guy, Santos. Look, I think DeSantis is probably a dirtbag, but until he has due process, they should have never kicked him out of the Congress. Only the Republicans will do something stupid like that.
Well,
you look at the
why
Democrats.
Why is Richard, whatever his face is, still there, the senator? Yeah,
well, you got the, what is it with New York, Mark?
New York and New Jersey are a planet of their own.
Now you've got Martinez, who they found gold and I don't know how many.
What I love is they found Egyptian DNA on the gold, but at the White House, a bag of cocaine, they had no idea who it came from.
That's so true. Like, but I mean,
what? How stupid is America?
How dumb are the people who watch CNN and MSNBC and still believe
all 25 of them?
All 25. It's crazy, Mark. But I watched
that guy Joe Scarborough. I can't even understand why he's still on.
I don't know how you can watch him. That guy's the biggest.
Oh my God, my ears were bleeding.
That guy's the big. You know, it's guys like him and the media and the Democrats who are actually looking at the American people and saying, we're going to save democracy by not letting democracy happen. We're going to save democracy somehow by not letting you vote. We've got 75 million people who vote, somewhere around that number, that voted for Donald J. Trump. And we're just going to look at those people and say, screw you. You don't get to vote for him because we don't want you to. That's not democracy.
Yeah, here's a very interesting point. Okay. I went and looked up the word democracy. Okay. Merriam-Webster. Usually somebody you can trust with the definitions, although that's been changing lately too. Okay. Government by the people. Rule of the majority, a government in which the supreme power is vested in the people and exercised by them directly or indirectly. Can someone explain to me why unelected officials are taking away, suppressing the votes of the Colorado Republicans or anyone else who wants to vote for Trump? Is that not voter suppression?
Well, it's 100% voters, and it's authoritarianism. We're talking about a party that wants to control every aspect of your life, and now they want to control who you vote for. And Mark, I will tell you this, your listeners this, years ago, I said, and I predicted this, and unfortunately, I believe it's starting to happen, and I said the Democrats will not stop until they can get rid of elections. At some point, the Democrat Party, you're going to hear Democrats and the minions and the talking heads start to say, we have to save democracy, but in order to do it, we have to end elections. We can no longer have elections if we're going to have democracy. You mark my words, Mark. I said this years ago when they started complaining about the Electoral College years ago. I said the Democrats won't stop until they get rid of elections.
But here's what has to happen. Here's what has to happen. Democrats want to play this game. The Republicans better get in the game. The Republicans aren't even in the game yet.
Well,
they've been sitting on the sidelines. They're sucking their thumbs like a bunch of little babies. And yet the Democrats are running rickshaw all over them. The spineless fools that they are, the Republicans. And I don't understand why they're standing there going, we're taking the high road. Well, guess what? You're losing taking the high road.
You're losing all
Get
the
down
roads.
In the mud. Michelle Obama's famous statement?
Oh.
When they go low, we go lower.
And the Attorney General for Obama, I'm not going to remember his name, he stood on stage and said, when they go low, we kick them.
Eric Holder.
Yes, Eric Holder. Those are Democrats.
This is like a policy decisions making nightmare.
It was Obama who said, if you go to a knife fight, you better take a gun or something like that. I don't remember what he said exactly.
What are they thinking though? And they went on vacation.
Imagine if a Republican had said this. It was also Obama who looked at the American people and said, well, if the Republicans want to go along, they can get in the back seat. If Republicans want to get in the car, they can get in the back seat.
They're going to put you all back in chains. Remember Joe Biden?
Yes. Biden telling
them. Who were the racists here?
These are the Democrats.
Seriously.
The Democrat Party's always been that way.
Yeah.
If this
is allowed to stand, this country will become disrupted. This country will become Civil War number two.
Look, Mark, you know what they say about history. If you don't learn the history, you're doomed to repeat it.
They taught you're an oppressor, right? They didn't teach you history.
Yeah, they don't teach it. And that's why I said in the beginning of your show, this happened before. The Democrats kicked Abraham Lincoln off the ballot, and a year later, we had a civil war. And now here we are, the Democrats trying to kick Trump off the ballot, a man who received 74 plus million votes. That's a whole lot of American people that voted for him. And now Trump has not been, and this needs to be stressed, he has not been convicted of a crime. He has not been convicted
he hasn't even been charged.
Insurrection, nor has he been charged. Thank you, Mark. And nobody on January 6th who's sitting in solitary confinement right now, none of them have been charged with insurrection. You tell me, Mark, how do we have an insurrection when no one is charged
insurrection? You don't, and that's the problem. The problem is that the Democrats are masters at redefining words. We know that. They've redefined recession. They've redefined deterrence. They've redefined men and women. When you have a Supreme Court justice appointed, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who can't tell you what a man or a woman is, seriously, do you remember the movie Idiocracy?
Oh my gosh.
This is happening in real time. Yeah. This is happening in real time. The society is breaking down.
You know, Roger from Locked and Loaded, and Mark, you've talked with us when we've talked about this. We love talking about old movies, and you bring up Idiocracy and the movies like that. We talk all the time. When they made those movies, they weren't supposed to be blueprints for the Democrat Party, but it seems like they are.
But you look at the definition of insurrection. It's, although not explicit in the statute, it's generally interpreted as a violent uprising,
mm-hmm.
an organized resistance. Where was that?
And to have a violent uprising and A, yes, it has to be organized. B, they need weapons. Nobody on January 6th had a weapon. They had flags. They had American flags and they sang the national anthem. And
it was ridiculous. I saw, like I said at the beginning, that looked more like a tour than a riot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were actually giving some tours when you really look at it.
Look, and see, David's choking on the truth here. Look at this. He's choking on the truth in the studio.
I mean, it's
where was the coordination, though? I'm trying to figure out. Okay. So Maxine Waters calls for get in their faces, calls for violence. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris bails out violent rioters. Mm-hmm. That's an insurrection, and that's okay. But Donald Trump tells people to go to the Capitol,
peacefully
protest, and let them know you're dissatisfied and unhappy, and that's an insurrection.
And if anybody,
I'm missing the point.
And I will remind everyone out there that it was the day of or the day after Donald Trump recorded and posted on Twitter a video saying we've been, you know, stolen this, that, whatever it was he was saying about the election. But then he said, but now it's time to go home. It's time to go back, do what you're doing. You know, he had a great little speech on, hey, yeah, we might have gotten screwed, but it's time to go home. It's time to go live your life and we'll fight again another day. You know, he said those things and it was Twitter they took down the post so people couldn't see it.
Well, the thing that I love about Colorado is besides them being the zoo that they are, you know, that's like almost like Seattle saying crime is because we don't have enough social programs. Not the fact that we don't arrest people or charge them with anything or convict them of anything. You can kill someone and we just let you out. I was just reading something before. 15-year-old killed somebody. And they let him out. They dropped the charges. But Colorado, the prior court, the underlying court, said it doesn't apply. There's no insurrection. And now these people from the Supreme Court of Colorado, these elected Democrats, appointed, turned around and said, nope, it's an insurrection. Based on what? Right. It was a 213-page of gobbledygook.
Mm-hmm.
This is why people don't trust the judicial branch anymore. The judicial branch is supposed to be the referee between the legislative branch and the executive branch.
Of course.
They're not the legislative branch.
Right. Yeah, they're trying
but
to
they
make
are that. Now.
The Colorado Four, which were four Democrat-appointed justices, they basically just decided they were going to legislate from the bench, and that's what they did.
But how do you justify taking the leading Republican candidate off the ballot?
This is how bold and how they've gotten revigored because they've been getting away with so much. You know, when you have a dementia patient in the White House and 98% of the media that's touting your line or towing your line, and you're just lying. And then you had they talk about bipartisanship. Well, you had bipartisan lying at January 6th. You have, unfortunately, too many Republicans that are behind the scenes, all too happy to try to take out Trump. I got to tell you, Mark, hats off to Vivek Ravaswamy and to Ron DeSantis, because both of them are out on the campaign trail going, we want to beat Trump, but we want to do it on the ballot.
Let me just bring you the fact that you brought back the January 6th. Let me just throw this out for you, because that was probably one of the most horrific displays of a lack of due process I've ever seen.
No, it was
ridiculous. The Republicans at that point in time, every single one of them, including Adam Kinzinger and the treasonous Cheney, they didn't do a thing about the due process issue that was missing.
No, they aided and abetted.
Yeah. And now the Colorado court, they said due process, forget it. They weren't able to call witnesses. They had nothing. But nothing that they could produce.
It
was a judge decision based on ideological idiocy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that, let's just call ourselves Iran too.
Yeah.
Because this is what you have. You called it before, authoritative government. That's not democracy.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about Donald Trump becoming a dictator. Right now the dictators.
They need to be worried about all the let's go hide the gay sausage that's happening.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
in the house.
Let's defile the Capitol a little bit more.
Mark,
from Bowman,
he was
a principal at a school, couldn't figure out what the fire alarm said. Fire, and this guy's in Congress.
And these are all
Democrats. He can't read the word.
And these are Democrats.
He couldn't read the word fire alarm.
Yeah, he knew.
Oh, yeah,
he knew.
I got concerned. I couldn't. And then it took him an hour to get to the building. We forgot about that.
Yeah.
But what happened? Nothing.
Like, nothing. Nothing. They don't even get a slap on the hands. That, and again, the Republicans will eat their own like they did with Santas, a guy who hasn't had his day in court, but they kicked him out. And then you've got a Democrat senator from New Jersey that
Bob Menendez,
where they have found gold bars, Egyptian DNA, $100 bills wrapped
here.
Up in the freezer. Yeah, nothing to see.
Naked
here.
Gun 2.5. Nothing to see here.
I mean, the next thing they're going to find is some murder weapon, but hey, nothing to see here.
It's CNN going mostly peaceful process except for the $20 billion in burning buildings.
Yeah. You've got Joe Biden, who's never had a private sector job in his life and somehow is a multi-millionaire. You tell me, Mark, how does somebody like Joe Biden, who's plagiarized all his life and was at the bottom of whatever school he went to, how does a man like that who's never had, and look, don't get me wrong, I was no scholar in school, but I know how to work hard and I know how to earn money. Joe Biden has never worked a private sector job in his life, and that man bought $1 million plus home cash. Tell me how that's done.
Because they're better at it. Why do you think Obama was living in a $20 million estate and declared $20,000 a year as a community organizer?
Yeah.
What, was that, he in the Senate 92 days or something before he ran for president?
He's another one. Before he
they
made
qualified
it,
yeah. him by the machine.
Yep. He's another
you know,
one.
It's like
they were not.
I wanted to kind of shift gears because I really wanted to get your kick-ass kind of theories and whatnot on with respect to what is going on in the Middle East. Please. There's got to be $100 billion worth of military assets there, and yeah. Our new uniforms have red circles on them with a dot in the middle. I'm not getting this. Maybe you can explain it to me.
Well, let's just put it. Let me start with this: Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley. I mean, let's face it. It looks like it's going to be Trump even more than ever now. But whoever is the next president in 2024, which is going to be either Trump or DeSantis, let's just be honest. Let's just say it's going to be Trump for the most part. I mean, we think, at least right now, unless something drastically changes, what a job he has ahead of him. It's not, you know, normally Democrats get 4 or 8 years and they defund the military and they let things go to the waste or the wayside, and a Republican comes in, pumps money into the military, and things get right back to where they were. Now it's different. You've had Obama, and then you had a little break with 4 years of Trump, but then you've got the dementia patient who put Obama in overdrive. And they've not just decimated the military, they have infiltrated the military with liberal thinking. I mean, these generals that are running the military are handpicked, and I don't know what their problem is, but they're not putting the country first. They're not putting the men and women in uniform first. They're putting politics first. And
isn't
so that's
our
how
job,
you end up with these uniforms like that, Mark. And this is
isn't
how you end
the
up
job of the military to be lethal?
It should
not
be.
Not dressed with high heels?
You know, we've talked about this before, Mark. The military has one purpose, and that's to blow you know what up.
Yeah, spit up.
To blow it up, and that's it. That is
You're
going to
tell me
is.
That they don't know where these missiles are coming from?
Oh, it's a shame. It's a shame.
And here's the big thing. Now, Maersk and five other commercial shippings, the companies will no longer use that. They are now going to go around the Horn of Africa.
Look what's
which
happening.
Is going to this is going to kill our supply chain.
Oh my gosh, Mark.
This is going to increase the prices of everything.
I'm glad you brought that
up.
And
we're sitting there.
I'm glad you brought it up because there's about to be a supply issue problem. I'm not sure which products are going to be hit, but you better stock up on some necessities. If you're out there listening to Mark right
back
now,
back to the toilet
to
paper
show,
hoarding.
Yeah. If you are listening to right now to Mark and to myself, take this warning. There's going to be a supply chain issue. You know, Mark, in my other life, I actually have to deal with companies that ship from China and from India and from other
you
parts
have another
of the world.
Life? Wow.
Yeah, believe it or not. Look at what's happening in the Red Sea. We are allowing Iran, and make no mistakes about it, this is Iran. The Houthis are Iranian-backed terrorists. Now,
Houthis, Hezbollah,
Mark,
Hamas.
Who took the Houthis off the terrorist watch list as soon as they got into office?
Day one.
As soon as he got into office, the dementia patient Biden took the Houthis off the terrorist watch list. So now our Navy, which normally would blow the snot out of these idiots, can't do it because the Houthis are not on the terrorist watch list.
So here's the question. Why are we there?
But we're there.
It's 100 attacks so far. What happens? I will tell you. Put this on Joe Biden's tab from the 13 dead military in Afghanistan when he botched the withdrawal. Yep. And that after action report, by the way, was an absolutely devastating disaster because it had no facts.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're sitting in the Red Sea. Oh, and our partners. We need partners. Now America needs partners. We no longer can stand on our own 2 feet. We are becoming pathetic, feckless. And when I always said, we don't need Trump back in the United States. The world needs Trump back.
Think about that. That's 100% true, Mark. And there are world leaders out there that are not of the socialist creed. The very few, like the leader of Hungary and a couple of maybe Poland. That have come out and said, we need Trump back. The world needs Trump back. And it's true. You look at what's going on. You mentioned the Middle East, Mark, and this is by design. They are creating through the policies of the Biden administration. They're creating.
Wait, there are policies?
Yeah, believe it or not. The only policies that come out are crappy policies. It screws the American people and it's yay, hey, hooray for our enemies. We're not making America great again. We're not putting America first. We're putting America last and we're making America poor. And we're lifting up our enemies. That's what the Democrats do because the Democrats have this sick mindset where they think the United States needs to be taken down a peg or two. And they think the world will get along if we're all equally miserable. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Ronald Reagan proved this. This is clearly
fifth grade schoolyard.
Oh, 100%.
If I keep smacking you in the head, I hit you in the head 100 times.
And you come back for more.
and you're going to come back for more. Or if I hit you the second time, you say, knock it off. I hit you the third time, and you beat the living crap out of me.
What movie was it, Mark? Thank you, sir. May I have another? May I have another?
Animal House.
Great.
It's the dumbest policy I've ever seen.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't understand. There is no policy. And the fact that we fell out of Afghanistan, $2 trillion there to replace the Taliban with the Taliban.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Yep.
Let me spend a couple more trillion. Does anyone understand we're $32 trillion in the hole right now?
And growing and digging.
And we got ships sitting there as targets.
I think we got to take a break, Mark.
We're taking a break. We'll come back right after this. Stand by.
Start taking back our country from the liberal wokes by voting locally for conservative Republicans.
What do doctors talk about in doctors' lounges around the country? Find out on the Doctor's Lounge Show, every Thursday at 8 a.m. on America's Web Radio.
Attention veterans with PTSD. If you can't sleep at night, listen to A Veteran's Place, hosted by Dr. Don Moeller, at 10 a.m. every Thursday, for your answer to sleeping, here on the Veteran Station, owned by a vet, with shows just for vets. AmericasWebRadio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark and special guest today from On Point with Victor Armendariz.
Hey, Mark, I've got some breaking news for you.
Go ahead, break me.
A federal judge in West Virginia dismisses bid to keep Trump off the West Virginia ballot.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. So look at that.
Let the bell ring.
So now you've got a federal judge who clearly knows what he's doing. And I want to know, I don't know yet, Mark, but I'm going to find out if that was a Democrat appointed judge because they got it right.
Well, the funniest thing was, I forget what state it was. One or two of them actually said that because right now there are 14 states trying to get him off the ballot. But mm-hmm. one of them said, well, the Colorado Supreme Court has set precedent. That imbecile who was in government has no idea
what
that a federal, not even a federal judge, a Supreme Court judge in Colorado does not set precedent for another state. How stupid can you be and still be an elected official in some of these states that a Democrat
you
run?
You just have to be a Democrat.
Well, by the way, I was just talking about breaking news. New York now leads The country in exodus.
You're kidding
me. We are
you're
fleeing faster than a burning building.
You guys are beating California now? Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's out of control. Well, we have to let in some more migrants.
Apparently so. You know, Texas, well, what's the governor's name, David?
Abbott
is about to load up an airplane and send more to Chicago, and he said he's probably going to send some to Delaware.
You're ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love this. This was fabulous. I saw this news conference. Mayor Brandon Johnson, that moron, and they thought they got rid of Lori Lightfoot. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. When they actually did if it was possible.
This is baffling. This is baffling. This used to be the commodity center of the world. It used to be like the shining star there. So now, he says, this is exactly what he says. He sat in front of a press conference and said that this is Governor Abbott's fault. It's a blatant, absolute 100% lie. It's just, these people, they tell you anything and it doesn't connect to the truth.
Well,
and then
also,
you have idiots like Joe Scarborough, CNN, Communist News Network over there, ABC, CBS, they just mimic everything.
Yeah.
And New York Times, forget it. I wouldn't even put that at the bottom of a birdcage because he probably wouldn't poop there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I couldn't believe that he said that the chaos in Chicago is caused by Governor Abbott.
By Governor Abbott. You know, these are Democrats who are getting desperate because they're actually starting to feel a pinch in their own polling, because a lot of people are, and I'll just say this for those idiots in Chicago, they voted for this guy, and the idiots in New York, not you, Mark, but enough of them voted for Hochul, and they voted for the mayor, and they thought, oh, well, this mayor was NYPD. Look, I love the guys with NYPD and the women with NYPD, but there was no mistake, mayor. That mayor you have up there in New York City was a Democrat, is a Democrat, always a Democrat, and wasn't going to do anything different.
He was a step above de Blasio because he doesn't – well, we don't know whether or not he smokes. Maybe that could be the example he gave, but –
But I mean –
But I got to tell you, when you see something like this where they – these are the guys who are yelling about voter suppression when you show ID, to require ID to vote. Is voter suppression, yet an entire state can just say, nah, can't be on the ballot.
Yeah, can't be on the ballot.
But that's okay. That's not voter suppression.
Somehow that's not suppression. Well, Mark, of all things, let me tell you, as if we couldn't be amazed anymore, Kamala Harris gave another fourth grade speech the other day. Pretty sure this was written by fourth graders, maybe third graders.
Did you see the handset? Did you see the signer? She just kept putting her hands up and shrugging her shoulders. I don't know what the hell she's saying.
I don't know what she's saying. But she
Googled that speech. Google said, dude, I got nothing.
I got nothing. She had the audacity to stand and talk about freedom and talk about how somehow the Democrats are for freedom and the Republicans aren't. Well, again, I'm old enough to remember it's the Democrat Party that wants to force you to drive an EV. It's the Democrat Party that wants to force you not to eat meat but to eat bugs. It's the Democrat Party that's saying you can't have a washer and dryer, you can't have a water heater, you can't have a light bulb, you've got to have this, that, or the other. It's the Democrat Party.
What about a border?
And apparently every country can be sovereign except for this one. It's the Democrats.
We spent $160 billion trying to build the border in Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll spend 87,000 new IRS agents. How about 87,000 border agents?
Yeah. How about just give me 87,000 feet of a border wall? Let's start there.
Let's go to the basics. Go to the wall.
Mark, in 2010, when I ran for Congress the first time, I actually got covered in some of the local papers because I said there's no problem with putting up a barrier on the southern border. In fact, what we should do is we should make it a really nice, pretty wall. If you can make the wall of China on the terrain that they created, the wall of China, then we could put a nice big wall on the south border, and it can be, and I'm talking a wall of China, that type of wall, so vacationers can come and walk. People who want to do these big fundraisers can walk from one end of the border to the other end on this nice, beautiful wall.
We can even paint on it.
Absolutely.
You know what I found?
Allow them to have some art, some graffiti.
I was thinking about this. Colorado Supreme Court engages in voter suppression. I haven't heard a thing from AOC, Presley, Omar, Bowman. He's probably pulling another fire, fire alarm.
He may be stuck in
and the room. Where's Pierre Jean Karine, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre? Oh, what's Flopsy Mopsy? Voter suppression. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, see, it's okay if you're suppressing the Republicans. It's okay
if you're taking your number one, the guy that you fear the most.
Let's face it. It's the establishment that fears Trump. Republicans and Democrats alike. They don't like Trump because Trump is the guy that just refuses to be a politician and refuses to play the game.
Because he was exposing what goes
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. He did expose it. And, I just hope he does even more when he gets back in.
I think hopefully he's learned something. See, he needs to contact us. He needs
100%.
To get in touch with us, and we will get him through this.
He needs to hire us is what he needs
to do. He trusted the people who he thought would run with him and help him navigate through the system. Right. What he didn't understand, and this was his huge mistake, is the system is so embedded that whether they're Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. They are ingrained. They run this country. Mm-hmm. The unelected officials run the country. And that's what he was trying to get rid of. But he didn't do it.
Right.
And now they're going to tell, well, he didn't do it the first time. He didn't do it the first time because he tried to play within the rules. Now it's time to get rid of the rule book when it comes to the deep state. Listen, remember the IRS? Remember her? What happened to her? Remember Hillary?
Yeah.
They brought back Hillary to help Joe Biden.
Oh, gosh, I know.
That's like digging up people from the grave.
How bad.
Well, that's the other set of voters for Democrats.
How bad must you be, or how bad of a day are you having that you gotta bring Hillary back?
No, they're gonna bring Epstein back.
Oh my God.
I wanna see that flight log.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see that whole book.
That's not happening, huh?
It'll never happen.
And here's the other thing is that really drives me nuts is Israel is going in taking out Hamas. Secretly, all of the Arabs in that neighborhood are going, yes, get rid of these guys. Mm-hmm. We can't stand them anymore. It's time to get rid of them. Let's normalize. Let's become the business powerhouse that the Middle East could be. Mm-hmm. With the Israeli brilliance and the muscle and the money behind them, with the Egyptians, with the Saudis, they could be the powerhouse.
Yeah.
But yet, you got groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. They want Israel to take them out. But yet you have Biden going over there and saying, hey, be nice. You know, I understand they're in the hospital, but leave them alone because they're in the hospital. They didn't put the tunnels there.
Absolutely.
And have you heard of anything? You're up on the news. I don't follow that stuff because it just makes my head explode. Why are we not calling for the release of the hostages? Why is the UN not calling for the release of the hostages?
You know
they want to cease hostilities.
But
where are the freaking hostages?
Because the Democrats and the socialists and the communists, which is the UN and everybody else, the Biden administration, they look at everything through the lens of oppressor hierarchy. And in their minds, Israel is the top of the hierarchy of oppressors. And somehow the terrorist group Hamas, they're just little old helpless Palestinians. And so when you look at things through the lens of oppressor versus oppressee, then you can't come out and they can't even condemn rape. Mark, these people, Democrats, and it's a whole lot of elected Democrats, will not come out and condemn the raping
because
of
you
the
still
women
have, listen,
because of the
We have
stance.
A higher education in this country that is not a higher education. It's an indoctrination center of stupidity.
Yep.
And that there's no further that you need to look other than what's going on at Harvard right now. Because she is a black female. She gets to plagiarize.
She's a DEI.
She gets to lie. She gets to answer in some garbage that threatening an entire student body of Jews is not against the Harvard
Somehow
Code of Conduct.
Somehow it's not against their conduct. The Code of Conduct.
Has she read the Code of Conduct?
She's
obviously skipped the section on plagiarism.
Of course, yeah. But again, she can sit there and say these things because in her mind, Israel is the oppressor. They're somehow, they're the oppressor. And these terrorists who committed such atrocities as cutting heads off babies, putting babies in ovens and baking them, raping women and then putting a bullet in their head. When that can't be condemned because you're caught up on this hierarchy, intersectionality BS, then their heads
This is horrific. This is the breakdown of the morals. There's no more moral clarity. And I'll tell you another thing that's coming down the pike, and I don't know if you heard of it. It's not very widely reported. Xi Jinping, apparently during the meeting with Biden, said, we are going to reunify Taiwan by any means necessary.
By any means necessary. Yep. You know who President Xi did not say that to? He didn't say that,
to Trump. Yeah, but especially when Trump said, excuse me, during breakfast, launched 79 missiles into Syria, Tomahawk cruise missiles, then came back and said, yeah, give me another order of bacon.
Exactly.
You know, weak is weak. Feckless is feckless. You can define those words any way you want.
Any way you want.
But that's what we have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is a serial disaster, one after the other.
Mark, everybody here in this country needs to be prepared next year because they are going to, the Democrats are losing their minds. I mean, now they're back to Trump's a Nazi. They're going to go with this, he's going to kill democracy business. They're going to lose their minds. They're going to pull out all the stops to stop Trump. And I don't think there's any stopping Trump. So we don't know what degree they're going to go. So we need to be prepared. You're your own first responder. You better have a stock up of things you need.
Yeah, this country is heading for something stupid.
Yeah, I don't trust them. And China, President Xi is not going to sit around and let Trump come walk back into the White House. And
no, some people he's already told his troops to be prepared for war.
I'm telling you, people may be laughing at me saying that, but Xi would happily work in conjunction with Democrats to have some stupid ass COVID thing happen or somehow do something to try and stop Trump from me. Everybody in the world who is a socialist, despot, authoritarian, communist, it will work with the Democrats to try and stop Trump. So
because
it's going to be
as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, Biden has already been bought and paid for.
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, we've got the receipts to prove it.
Yeah, it's already been bought and paid for. You know? How they couldn't find this 5 years ago. And that's the other thing is now you have David Weiss trying to move the trial ahead. Mm-hmm. No process at all. Let's just go to the Supreme Court so we can get this moving right before the elections.
Yeah.
What haven't they tried?
Yeah,
to get Trump off the ballot.
That's why I said when you think they've tried everything, that's when they're going to drop the things that you just wouldn't believe that they would do.
Because, like I said at the top,
I believe
they're more devious.
They are very devious, Mark. I believe that the crap behind this move to green energy mess. The Democrats know that they're going to kill. We don't have the power structure for this mess. I think they want to have power outages. They want rolling blackouts. Not for them.
Japan just bought the largest steel producer in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
What are we waiting for until we have nothing left?
We just sold our big steel company to who?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. But if I go to buy a media outlet, I can't do it because I'm not a Democrat.
Right.
You know, we're one of the few stations that are out there that are telling you the truth and keeping on top of things.
Yeah, you know, it's true. You know, you can count on America's Web Radio. We're going to be right here with you, and we're not going to sugarcoat things. I can't even say that about here in Georgia. One of our beloved stations is kind of waffling around a little bit, and I don't know how it is up there, Mark. You know,
Fox is moving left.
Unfortunately, yeah, it seems like it in some ways.
I mean, the only what's left.
Yeah.
We need to go television with America's Web Radio. We need to go live broadcast.
You may be giving David a headache. Just the thought of TV. What do you think, David?
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
Yes.
You know, I remember Rush Limbaugh used to talk about people begged him to do TV, and he was like, no, been there, done that, don't want to do it again.
It's an amazing America, and if we don't fight for it and we don't stay on top of what's going on, we're going to lose it.
Yeah, it's
slipping away, and they're not being quiet about it.
You know,
they're doing it right in front of us.
They're teaching kids today that they're not going to live to see 16 or 20 years old because of the climate. It's not the climate that they're not going to live to see.
That's the freedom. Democratic idiocy.
It's freedom that they're not going to live to see. They're gonna wake up one day and find themselves in authoritarian hellhole. And they will be explaining or trying to explain why didn't we listen to our elders when they told us freedom could go away.
By the people, for the people.
Because if we're not careful, it's not, you know, Mark, you and I, we're going to outrun this. David's going to outrun it. Brett, producer Brett, we're going to outrun this. But
Brett might be on the borderline.
Behind us. Man, yeah, right. But generations behind us, at some point, if this indoctrination continues, I mean, we're going to lose freedom and liberty. And we're the only country. There is no other country like this. None.
Oh, well, Europe's making a little bit of a right turn, so.
Do you,
let's hope.
Do the two of you realize what this show has been all about? One topic, neither one of you has really outwardly mentioned it, but this show has been about one topic.
America.
How stupid the Democratic voters are.
You know, David, I mean, David, you're so right. And I really try to be nice and afford some voters the benefit of the doubt, but And you'll hear me call them misinformed or uninformed or low information voter. But my gosh, David, you're right, because there are some voters, you know, what do they call it, Mark, when you do the same thing over and over and get and expect a different
definition
result.
Of insanity.
The definition of insanity. And you've got Democrat voters out there who, I had one at the gun show the other day who actually looked at me and goes, yeah, I can't stand Joe Biden, but Trump is worse. And I'm like, how in the F can you tell me that with a straight face? And then he started, but here's the thing. He told me what he thought I wanted to hear, thinking I would come on his side. All he did when I gave him fact after fact about Trump and the Republicans is go back to the Democrats. That man is insanity by definition, because he won't leave the Democrat Party.
It's the insanity of the ideology.
It's crazy. It is crazy to me. This, I sat there and explained to this man, he was a black guy, and I told him, not only are you supporting the party of racism, the party of the KKK, the party of Jim Crow, the party that knocked Abraham Lincoln off the ballot, the party that lies to you every day, the party that wants to force you to have a shot, the party that wants to force you what to eat and this, that, and the other. He still, all he could say is, well, Trump's corrupt. Trump's a crook.
I think it was said once best on that show. Oh God, that show. I hate to call it that. The View.
Not
it's like roaches voting for Raid.
Yeah. You know?
There's no excuse.
Oh, man, that's so true.
It's the insanity. It's the collective insanity.
Yeah.
Because the media is controlled by the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And the George Soros DAs have let this country go through the toilet. And that flushing noise is America. It's going down.
And that stench is the Democrat Party.
Yep. How high can you pile? Oh boy, I'm telling you.
And look, I am not telling people to go run in the establishment Republicans' lap and be the lapdog, but I am telling you, today's Democrat Party ain't your friend, and you better go find somebody else to vote for, whether it be an independent
question,
or Republican,
you know,
or Libertarian.
What it is? Simple fact. Question the reality, not what they tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Question the reality, because what they're telling you is DNC talking points.
Right.
They are a bigger, better machine than the Republicans. The Republicans have never had proper messaging.
Well, I
think we blew by the end of the show.
Oh, my goodness. We blew by it. Well, you've been listening to an amazing bite of reality with the special guest co-host, Victor Armendariz from On Point with Victor. Don't miss either show. And again, America's Web Radio, and we love you.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.